The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Number two.
Yeah, interesting.
Folks, been talking about the provisions of the code. Folks, just during the break, I just like to be transparent about everything we do here at the Sons of Liberty. And I just want to keep interjecting pokes where this administration, folks, you just need to keep in mind that if you're a failure, they will promote you, just like Catherine Sebelius. And if you're a success, they will demonize you. They will polarize you. They will beat you over the head. And they want people to believe that you're a complete failure, just like capitalism and socialism.
Right.
See, they're for socialism. Socialism, not capitalism.
They're not for excelling.
No, they're not at all. They're shooting for the floor and not the stars. Just saying. Let's get back to the provisions of the code. Did you want to add something?
No, I think it's plain to see. Anyone that succeeds in life, or anyone that actually stands for the Christian patriotic virtues that we have in this nation, as we're found upon, they're demeaned, they're looked down upon, they're scoffed, they're ridiculed.
Well, he's promoting every little tiny pocket that is immoral in every sense of the word, and he's trying to give them the platform to actually attempt to rule the roost.
Trying to put everybody on a level playing field rather than working hard and achieving leaders.
He's saying steal from them and we'll reallocate illegally over to you that don't want to work. And now what he's doing is he's trying to play the division card between the women and the men in America, friends. He has done it. He has attempted to divide the American people. And let me tell you something. Let their cruelties, my friends, swell our ranks. Do not forget what I'm telling you. Let their cruelty swell our ranks, because we are seeing this in Nevada right now. There are people that are saying, no, enough is enough. Speaking of what's going on over in Nevada right now, friends, we know that there's a rancher out there, and they're attempting to demonize him, telling him to get off the land. Do you know why they want to get him off the land, by the way?
Yeah, trespass cattle.
No, you know what the issue is, don't you?
The land issue.
No, it's the turtles. They're protecting the turtles, friends. Oh. Did you not know this? I'm looking at everybody in my team. This is how sick these people are.
Oh, my goodness.
This farmer has been there. This rancher has been here for how long? Hundreds of years. His family's been, grazing their cattle there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, get out of here. You have no business here. Well, what's happening is the militia is going now into Nevada. And by the way, this is the best way, and this is totally American, friends, in every sense of the word, for the American people to gather around what's going on in Nevada right now and back up this rancher, friends, that is doing nothing wrong, because they're attempting to make him an example for anybody else that might stand up, friends.
Right, exactly.
Just wanted to tell you this, and I don't mean to get off track right now, but it really is that important for you to know. Sheriffs, governors, political folks are beginning to stand up with this rancher out in Nevada right now, because people are swarming to Nevada, even the militia, and they're holding their federal government in check right now. The police agencies, by the way, friends, I got a lot of friends that are cops. A good portion of them are the good guys, not the bad guys. It's always the bad apple that spoils the bunch. And you get the point. But friends, it's good what's going on there, and what they're trying to do is they're trying to make out another Waco or some created scenario, when in fact, friends, over time you'll see that time will exonerate the one that was really the victim. And we can see what happened out of Waco. We've seen what the government did, what they were responsible for, how many people they murdered, and then they had the audacity to blame somebody that had nothing to do with this in this particular case, so on and so forth. Hopefully this is not going to happen in Nevada, friends. America is waking up, and they are swarming to back up this rancher in Nevada, and good for you.
Yeah, and it's not just the rancher, too. According to Blaze, when you look at, he's got children, and you look, one of the protesters, which was the rancher's son, he got hit with a stun gun, and the rancher's daughter was pushed to the ground. So we're talking about people who are simply abiding by the laws of the land. This is land that they own in their own family. They're being harassed. Their children are being harassed and also physically assaulted for just doing the right thing. And that's where the people have got to say, enough is enough. We're going to stand behind these people and really give a pushback where it needs to be. Lawfully, of course, and just keep in mind what's behind that. Sometimes they're trying to aggravate us to a certain extent, but we also need to say we need to put ourselves behind this rancher and his family.
That's what's happening. We have governors now standing up with this rancher. We have political individuals standing up.
Our caller from Canada.
Sheriffs across the country are standing back and saying, what do you think you're doing? What do you think you're doing violating the Constitution of the United States? Friends, we're not talking about bad government here. We're talking about dealing with bad government. And that is what is happening in Nevada right now. The American people, just like Steph said, are standing up, and so are those in government positions across this country, and they're saying enough is enough of the harassment from criminals in government concerning law-abiding citizens in this country. It doesn't fly, and I'm happy to see that there are people surrounding this rancher and saying enough is enough. We're here with you. We got a caller from Alabama. Julie, you got a question for Bradley or Stephanie, or do you have a comment?
Or both.
Sister.
Well, first of all, I don't know, it sounds like y'all haven't heard this, but apparently it has been uncovered.
We know everything, Julie. We know everything.
Was in cahoots with the Chinese, and they wanted that land. They've had a plan for a long time to get that land. It was, the documents had been scrubbed, but someone had catched them, that they had put on the document that by 2014 he had to be out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want a solar farm on that land.
Yep. I did not know that. I got to tell you, I stand guilty as charged.
Yeah,
I'll never do that again,
but
Julie.
But you know what's interesting is that that's why we all need each other, because Julie out there in Alabama, she knows something that we don't know that's going to help us better understand the piece of the puzzle.
Where are you at in Alabama, by the way, Julie?
Huntsville.
Okay, how far?
Huntsville, Alabama.
Yeah,
you don't sound too like you got that draw too much for an Alabaman.
Well, Huntsville is filled with, we call ourselves redneck scientists. So area of Alabama, but anyway.
Okay, so what was your question about the movies, Julie? Curious.
Well, I'm just curious about your perspective about this. I'm extremely conservative, and as far as watching movies go, I'm extremely conservative, too. And usually my standard is if it promotes evil and says that it's good,
mm-hmm.
that I don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
So that even includes like the old Bewitched TV series.
Yep.
Yeah.
We don't watch that because it made something the Bible says is horrible, witchcraft. It made it look beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But, and I have challenged myself on this standard. I love the Lord of the Rings movies.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an allegory, okay. Isn't it? Not from Scripture.
Well, my problem with it, and I just want to hear your perspective, because I hear you're going on about Hollywood, and I'm, yeah, brother, you know. You know, it does, there are good wizards in the Lord of the Rings.
Okay. Now, you can't really ask me a whole lot about that, because I don't know a whole lot about that. I'm just basically uncovering the base of what we're dealing with in Hollywood, and there's really not a whole lot of good to say about any of these guys that are out there.
That's
but
right.
So in saying that, the only thing I can do is go back to Scripture, and if the Lord said it, that settles it for me. I'm good with that. And you can call me what you will, friends, but the bottom line is we are where we're at today because we haven't done what I'm talking about right now.
And I think a lot of what we do at the Sons of Liberty is we hit the foundational issue. The issue is, what is Hollywood promote? That's what we hit. And there's all these different branches. I mean, there's millions of movies out there. You have to look, and like you said, you have to line up with the standard of God's word and say, okay, does this break the commandments? Is it promoting lying, cheating, stealing, killing, you know, violence? And say, well, King David said, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes, and make your decision according to the word of God for anything that you do.
I hope that helped, Julie. That was really quick. Thank you for that call.
Thank you, Julie.
From Alabama. I did not know that we had a break in 15 seconds. And I'm listening to a producer at GCN right now telling me 10 seconds
ago. Just counting us down.
Yes.
You like him over there.
You can't hear it. He makes us look good. He shines us up. Looks like the diamond, yeah. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman, Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Boy, oh boy, did we get off track. But folks, they are...
We got off track.
Julie
and back
got
on
us.
Track.
Yes, she did.
Good job, Julie.
Yeah, we were talking about something that just was obsolete to our conversation. But it was important information, and it's good stuff happening. It can be a good deal. The more America knows what's going on over Nevada, the more the people are going to begin to swell behind this rancher and put a stomp. A big foot right down on the head of government officials that are way out of line, and that's exactly what this is about. Well, Julie just came back in and said, listen, this is about China, which brings me back to Chinagate concerning Bill Clinton. And we all heard it was about Monica Lewinsky, why Bill Clinton was impeached, but they stopped it in the Senate to actually kick his keister out of office. That was about Chinagate, friends. That was about the president of the United States, Bill Clinton, the communist himself, and his wife, the Saul Alinsky disciple. You know her as Hillary Clinton. It's interesting that it had nothing to do with Monica Lewinsky.
Exactly.
It had everything to do with President Clinton. I almost said Barack Hussein Obama. Same administration, by the way, friends. That Bill Clinton was actually giving information to the Chinese military concerning the United States military, friends. They are traitors in every sense of the word. This is treason, friends.
And I think it just
this is what's going on. And Harry Reid in Nevada, that man has no business in office. Pelosi has no business in office. They should be behind bars, friends. Just saying, they should be behind bars, along with the man that calls him the president of the United States. This is criminal, and there's nothing short of the word criminal. And until we start calling it for what it is, friends, nothing is going to change. And so going back, talking about Harry Reid and China, what's going on out there, well, my information was that they are harassing this rancher out there in Nevada, who's been there for a couple hundred years. His family's been ranching out there, cattle, and they came in because they said there was a problem with these certain kind of turtles. See,
yeah.
Friends, and then we heard just recently that one of these, I believe it was a commissioner that was from out of state, that said, you know what, he better start making plans for his funeral. Just think about that. These are federal officials, friends. They care more about a turtle, friends. No, they knew it had nothing to do with the turtle. They're just trying to put up
the mask again.
They're trying to stonewall you with some diversion, friends, when in fact it has nothing to do with what the issue really is. And thank you for calling in, Julie, from Alabama. Great information.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
A great point, like you mentioned here, is Bill Clinton. You know, people always thought it was about Monica Lewinsky. Well, what was behind that? It was behind China. Same thing right here. We're talking about China wants the land in Nevada. And then we're saying, well, because of these turtles. What is the real reason behind the masked reason that the media throws out there or that they want you to believe? So what's the truth really behind the mask,
right,
behind the lie?
Remember the other point that Julie had brought up about Lord of the Rings, and she was talking about the Lord of the Rings?
Yes.
We have to be careful regardless, because if it's not pure through and through, we don't want a little leaven.
Right,
we don't
exactly.
want a little poison on the steak, so why are we going to eat it in the first place? But as far as the Lord of the Rings go, I don't know enough about it. I believe
it's an
allegory.
I know some people really get into it, and they follow, and they read the books and all that kind of stuff.
They really understand something like, whoa, you're tracking with this because this is
confusing.
It is at times,
you know, what's interesting is I think that the bottom line is whatever you're going to watch, first of all, is it edifying? Does it glorify God? And does it line up with the Word of God? If it doesn't line up to the Word of God and it's not edifying, glorifying to God, then you don't need to watch it. Why
does it
waste your time? Exactly.
Yeah,
is it going to add to your life, or is it going to take away? Is it going to waste your time? I mean, you got to just make those choices and decisions.
Yeah. So there's our answer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, and sometimes, too, you got to say, well, you know, something might look like it's good, and you might start to be like, okay, this is just going to
be remember when we were on the road, folks? Because we spend a lot of time on the road, you know, turning talk radio into do radio.
That's
we
us.
Really are out there doing the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that one time we seen the little movie with the puppy, and we thought it'd be safe? I think it was called Marley and Me.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And
yeah.
We got it for the guys.
Just a fun
animal
show.
Yeah, animal show.
This
is totally fine, but we still vet them. We watch these with the kids before they're allowed to see anything, right? We started to watch this. I believe we were out on the East Coast.
Yeah, we were in the tour bus.
We're on the tour bus, and all of a sudden, here comes a sex scene.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, totally unnecessary. And even in a lot of these, you know, quote-unquote kids shows or family shows, there's still innuendo or there's a bad word. Or there's
crude humor, they call it. Yeah.
Innuendo that, you know, the adults would get, but, you know, the kids don't get it. Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't need to be there, or they'll shoot out a filthy word. It's like, why did you have to add that? What does that have to do with anything?
People need to look at themselves in the mirror of God's law. And they need to put their faith in Jesus Christ. But what you need to do, friends, is you need to read Mark 4. You need to look at your life as a field that's open. The question I'm going to propose to you is, what kind of seed are you allowing to be planted into the field of your life? That's the best way to look at it.
Yeah.
Is it good? If it's medium, if it's lukewarm, listen, don't have anything to do with it. I'm a black and white kind of a guy.
Literally.
And I believe, literally.
Your clothes are even black and white.
Folks, my fish were black and white.
Your house was black and
white. It's just really that way, because that's how I see Scripture, because Jesus said, I'd rather have you hot or cold. He said, if you're lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. And we need to understand what Scripture says, not what our opinion is, not what our pastor says is okay. No, listen. Read Scripture, friends. You will see that Jesus was very harsh with his apostles and his disciples because he loved them. He was preparing them for the war as he kept them in the war. And what we need to do is we need to stay on the same path, because Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Here's one more point I want to add. I know that I'm highlighting the corruption within Hollywood right now. But friends, I also have to say this. We need, on the other side, to counter what I'm saying here, we need to redeem the times. We shouldn't be sitting around watching movies right now in the first place. And I'm not telling you not to watch. Listen, this is me again. We watch tons of documentaries for the purpose of educating the people, because people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. We need to know history or a little bit of everything to the best of our ability, because if we don't, then we don't have any business being here.
That's right. And, right? And on the other side of that, there are some good movies out there, such as The Passion of the Christ. If you look at that, that was a great, probably the best movie I've ever seen, the best portrayal of Jesus, where he's not a pansy or he's not, you know,
totally,
that kind of thing. There's also God's Not Dead, which focuses on the kind of ridicule and persecution that college students receive in high school from the professors.
Totally edification.
We know Kevin Sorbo. We actually sat down and had dinner with him and his family. So it's one of those that it's going to lift up your faith. It's going to give you a reason to stand up if you're a student. It's
edification, edification and exhortation in Scripture, friends. Look up the definition. It means to educate, to push you along in the call of God. Just like people, when they think of the Holy Spirit as a comforter. Yes, he is a comforter, but I remember an old picture that I seen at a Bible museum, and it had a lot of cool artifacts. They're very cool stuff, very cool Bible, so on and so forth. And we were out there, and all of a sudden I seen this big picture of a soldier with a sword in his hand prodding his soldiers back into the war. And if you look up the word comforter in Old English, you know what it means? To push along in war.
That's
and
right.
Keep in mind, too, friends, the Holy Ghost never comforts a man that's in sin. He comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. So we need a balance, but it is black and white. There is no gray in Scripture. So let's just stick to that.
Yeah, and let's make sure that if you are a movie producer or director and you're a Christian man or woman, if you're going to bring out stuff, bring out good stuff, edifying
stuff.
Well,
you know, the Christian...
It's so cheesy
sometimes. Oh, so cheesy.
It's seriously...
It's like, wow.
You watch,
dude,
you know,
you're not a part of the real world here, right?
Let me get on a soapbox here for a second. You know what I really don't like? As Christians, we're supposed to be the leaders. We're supposed to have the creative mind of Christ. Obviously, God is our God. We are his children, so we should have it all together because we have Christ. So, you know, the world gives us Batman. The Christians give us Bible Man. Yeah. You know, the world gives us
it's not
gut
Christianity.
Milk. Yeah, the
yeah.
professed Christians give you gut Jesus. Listen, we don't need to be copying what the world throws at us. We need to be setting the standard and being a notch above with quality stuff. If you're going to do stuff that's edifying, that's
it's reproachful.
Exactly.
It totally
and
is.
And people always know.
And it shows you who they're following.
Rate. Exactly.
You know, it was Paul that said, "Follow me as I follow Christ." In 1 Corinthians 11:1. Here you have these professed directors and producers sitting there trying to appease and play safe in their little demographic, when in fact they're called to go out and dispossess the works of the enemy. Jesus was manifest to destroy the works of the devil, and they want to sit there and play with them.
Mm-hmm.
They want to negotiate with them. They want to debate with them. They don't want to offend anybody, yet you have criminals throughout the country, in government, in the professed church, so on and so forth. They're not afraid to confront you. They're not afraid to offend you.
Or your children.
And they're not afraid to dispossess you unlawfully and illegally, are they? Well, why don't you be that adamant and that radical for the things of God and push back that law up the way Christ did? Christ magnified the law of God on the cross because he died for the sins of those that broke that law. And the twofold of the cross is how much did God hate sin and how much does he love mankind? Here, I'll give you a scripture. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation, the sacrifice, the appeasement of our violations towards God through his blood. That's love, my friends, and that is the cross of Jesus Christ, and that is redemptive power. We got Carrie calling from Michigan really quick. Hey, Carrie, how are you? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
She's not on the phone anymore. She was just giving me some information real quick.
Oh, information behind
well,
the
Stephanie
scenes.
Was up behind on a soapbox, and she wouldn't slow down long enough,
no,
though. Geez, take a breath next
but
time.
She was.
I had to get that out, though. It really does irritate
me. I know,
me.
I
when
agree.
You look and see, you know, the cheesy, second-rate films. In fact, I'll give you a case in
Who
point.
Who pays for
you
them?
You know, we got a show that said, God Save Our Farm. It was talking about, you know, like the Lord and struggling, and it has, you know, really good reviews by the Dove Foundation, things like that. We popped this thing in, and I was just like, what?
You know what they did? Is they put a really nice cover on it, and it was old film. It was terrible.
It was
very deceptive.
And not even the same people on the cover that were actually in the film. And so even, too, there are some times where you say, hey, let's have a family night. Let's watch something clean and fun. Let's all snuggle up here. And you pop something, and you say, you know what? This just ain't going to cut it. Let's take it out. You have to be able to make those decisions and choices, too, as well. Another good thing is make sure you can give a good a guardian on your TV to block out any foul language too as well. That's a
yeah,
great
like
thing.
When you watch The Band of Brothers.
Exactly.
The true story of our fallen heroes in the 101st Airborne. I mean, you have to. By the way, case in point, talking about Hollywood again,
mm-hmm.
we met several of the Band of Brothers. Some of them are our friends, as a matter of fact.
Right.
But we asked them, the first thing we asked them is, did you guys talk that way back in the 40s? And he said, no, that was not us. We did not talk that way at all. That's all Hollywood. We're going to come back and talk about the provisions of the code. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We got David calling from Boston, Massachusetts.
Boston.
Yeah, see, I knew once I brought up this topic of what was going on in Nevada, I knew this was going to happen. Hey, welcome to the show, my friend. How are you?
Bradley?
Yes, Bradley. This is he.
Yeah, hi, Bradley.
Hey, Dave, how are you? Is your mom there? How are the kids? Yeah. How are the kids?
He's just having a little fun with you, Dave. You got to learn his humor.
Yeah. The reason I called, and, you know, it's probably appropriate that I'm calling from Boston, but, you know, we're coming up on April 19th, the anniversary of April 19th, 1775, and the shot heard around the world, and Lexington and Concord. Bradley and Stephanie, I'll tell you, the first Americans, we had to fight for our liberty and freedom, and we had to fight Great Britain and the United Kingdom.
You mean it wasn't China?
I'll tell you where we are right now. We're up against, you might say, Great Britain and the United Kingdom on steroids. Mm-hmm. But now we don't call it. Now we don't say we're fighting against Great Britain and the United Kingdom. Now our fight for freedom and liberty is against Great Satan and the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
Not Great Britain and the United Kingdom. Now we're actually up against Great Satan and the United Nations.
Right, it's always been a spiritual battle. Understood, yep.
Yeah, it's a and it's one thing that I'd like to disabuse the American people about. If there's one thing I'd like to disabuse them about, is this concept that the great global super Satan is the world's policeman. I tell you, the great global super Satan is impersonating a policeman. He's not the world's policeman. The great global super Satan is the world's arch criminal.
Okay.
Yeah, the great global superstate is impersonating a policeman.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, it says in Scripture, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. And we know that we're to judge according to their fruits and according to their works. And that's where the people on a global scale have failed to judge their leaders, their representatives, by their fruits. In other words, they're taking them for face value and they're not pulling the curtain back. And, again, that's why we have the Sons of Liberty here today, because we want to pull that curtain back. What was your point, your comments on Nevada? I'm curious, Dave.
Just that this great global super Satan, that he goes about around the whole world like a roaring lion, devouring whom he will. But this great global super Satan that poses as the world's policeman, don't think we're not going to reap what we sow. This great global super Satan is going to be right in our own front yard.
Yeah, well, hey, Dave, I understand that, brother, but you need to listen to what I'm telling you, and you need to listen to what Scripture is saying. He is a defeated foe. We know he's a defeated foe. So I'm not going to give power over to him or his minions. We're not going down that road.
And we just talked about that a little in the article that you were writing about even today. As a roaring lion.
See, people get a little bizarre sometimes.
Remember that Christ is the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
Exactly
right. If God be for you, who can be against you? He conquered that foe. He bruised the head of Satan. Enough said. We are on the victorious side. We know because we read the end of the book. And we're
and
fighting,
we live, we walk the talk.
Of course.
Yeah, it's a life of today. We're partakers of the benefit today, friends. It's not like some future life that I'm going to go ahead and live like I want to live, and then when I die, I'm going to go and partake with Jesus in all of his glory. No, he said if I suffer with him in the book of Timothy, I'm also going to glory with him. And by the way, I'm not looking for the glory. That crown belongs to him, but I am willing to bear the cross because I see that he is and was willing to die for me. So why shouldn't I live for him? This radio show, we walk the walk in this ministry in the sense of, listen, we're not looking to dance around the cross and praise Jesus. We're looking to see him bear the crown that he so deserves. And he's going to get it one way or another because the Word says, and it is true, and history shows us this, as the present, my friends, every knee shall bow.
Amen.
And confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
Okay? I don't see any defeat in that.
No.
I see all victory. Let's get over to the provisions of the code. Folks, this is why I continuously reiterate, when you call in, please stick to the facts. Don't try to get by our caller, our vetter, and say, hey, listen, I want to make a comment on Nevada, and then talk about how bad and big Satan is.
That's right.
Okay, you want to jack me up, go there, okay? Let's go over to the provisions of the code. Specific restrictions were spelled out, speaking of Hollywood again, as a particular applications of these principles. This was not allowed during a movie, okay? Nakedness and suggestive dances were prohibited.
As they should be.
As they should be.
Mm-hmm.
What does Hollywood promote?
Totally unbelievable. If it's not lewd people dressed, lustfulness, it's the all act virtually.
The ridicule of religion was forbidden, and the ministers of religion were not to be represented as comic characters or villains.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mock Christianity. Don't mock the priests of Christianity.
Right.
Okay? The depiction of illegal drug use was forbidden. Now they're teaching young people how to use it. They're actually teaching them how to make it in public schools.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't bring forth a depiction of alcohol use, liquor. Methods of crime, safe cracking, arson, smuggling, were not to be explicitly presented. References to alleged sex perversion, such as homosexuality, wasn't even thought of, friends. And venereal disease was forbidden, as were depictions of childbirth.
Right. Anything that would pollute your mind, they said, we don't want to go there, as it should be.
The language section banned various words and phrases that were considered to be offensive. Case in point, friends, all the way up until 1946, you couldn't even say the words dang, lousy, or jerk during a movie. And if a crime was committed, the criminal had to be brought to justice before the end of the movie.
Yeah, of course. And
they're teaching just the exact opposite. Yeah. Folks, these people think, you know what they're doing? They're playing with fire.
Yeah.
And they're pulling down the wall that at length is going to burn them. Read Isaiah 42. They think that they're impervious to the things that they sow, when in fact they're going to reap it. And when they reap it, they're not going to be around to tell anybody what they shouldn't have done wrong.
Yeah, you know what's interesting?
Because it's too late, because you knew what you did, and that's what makes the wicked friends. The wicked are those that know to do right and do it not. They know the truth. And I'll tell you this, and it's called holding the truth in unrighteousness as well. When you look at corruption, regardless if it's from Hollywood or just a criminal on the street or politicians or whatever the case is, friends, if they didn't know what they were doing was wrong, why did they always hide it?
Yeah.
Just like Adam, when he walked in the cool of the day with the Lord, and all of a sudden he just kind of disappeared. And the Lord said, hey, Adam, where are you at?
That's right.
And he said, I'm over here. And all of a sudden he began to cover himself. And the Lord said to him, who told you that you were naked?
That's right.
You know, he was totally fine until he disobeyed, friends. And then once he disobeyed, guess what? He brought upon himself the curse.
That's exactly right.
And see, people don't realize that that's what happens. And yet we need to study history just a little bit. Hollywood promotes the opposite of this. The Lord said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh. Hello, what does Hollywood promote? The lust of the eyes. Hello, what does Hollywood promote? And the pride of life. Hello, what do the directors promote, friends? Speaking of the movie Noah, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Who are those that are doing the will of God? Those that are born of the Spirit. They have the born-again experience. They're washed through the water and the Spirit, friends, and they're empowered and endued by the Holy Ghost. But listen to this. Verse 18, 1 John 2. Little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard, that there are many antichrists, and they shall come. Even now are there many antichrists, whereby that the time is the last time in which we are. That's exactly what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
These are antichrists, and they're antichrists because they avoid the cross at all costs. Isn't it also interesting? Hollywood entertains you away from the cross, from self-sacrifice in any sense of the word. Why do they do that? Because they want you to bow down. The enemy of your souls, when he had the audacity to stand in front of the Lord of glory, Jesus the Christ, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, and say to him, hey, just you see all this? This is all mine. Go ahead and bow down unto me, and I'll give you all of this.
Right.
And what did the Lord say? It is written. It is written.
It is written.
Yep. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Him only shalt thou serve. Get hence behind me, Satan. It is written. See, that's what a real man of God is.
Right.
He stands on the rock.
On the principle.
On the principle of the word. He's not there to negotiate with it. He's not there to go to God and say, well, you know, I just don't agree with this and I don't like this and this is my interpretation. And you know why we have so much interpretation? And when you look at men's interpretation, mark my words, the interpretation is always there to oust themselves of their obligations and obedience to the Word of God.
That's right.
Every single time.
To create a God to suit their own image. Well,
every single
I like
time.
The Lord, part of the Bible where the Lord's like this. I don't really like those, you know, wrathful ones out in Deuteronomy, all those
scriptures
out there. So when you go through the whole thing, you got to look and say, hey, wow, what kind of God am I creating to suit my sin? If I say, well, I like this portion of the Bible, but I don't like that portion of the Bible, and you go through the whole entire thing, you got to say, listen, we believe in the entire Word of God, beginning to the end, cover to cover.
It's blood bought.
Exactly.
It's not mine to change.
That's right. When people say, you know, well, you know, I like this or I like that, here's my interpretation. The Lord is very clear. The Bible is not left up to you. The Bible is very clear, black and white. It says what it says, and there's no really negotiating.
And
people
have
a hard time with.
We got Jerry from New Jersey. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We got Bradley and Stephanie. How are you, sir?
Hey, what's up?
Well, we're just hanging out, shaking and rattling and rolling, my friend. Shaking the gates of hell, I hope, by the Holy Ghost.
I'm watching a lot of plane activity and chemtrails going on.
Oh, there you go, yeah. A lot of that Barnum coming down.
Not a conspiracy theory.
Oh, no. Come on, dude. What's your problem?
No, Jerry.
I mean, I know people have respiratory problems. They have heart failure. It's not because of that, Jerry. What is your problem, you conspiracy theorist?
Well, I'll tell you what. Just like you mentioned about the movie stuff with Band of Brothers.
Yep.
Well, there's a certain cuss word that wasn't even heard of during World War II. If you look it up in a dictionary, I think Merriam-Webster has it. They have a certain, the F word was not used back then.
Oh, interesting.
It's Hollywood
interesting.
To the max. And like you
good
said,
point.
We know Herb Soreth, and he said we did not talk like
yeah.
that. And so when you go back and you look at these heroes, there's a sense of kind of filth portrayed yeah. with them because of the dirtiness of their
Thank
mouth.
Thank you for your call, Jerry,
like
from New Jersey.
Thank
Again,
you,
these breaks are just coming up on us, folks. Sorry about that. No disrespect. Thank you for your calls.
Thank you, Jerry.
1-866-233-0747, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Wow. Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Folks, just to let you know how listenership has grown with the Sons of Liberty, we've been with GCN going on 2 years here now. We're gauging on the first hour, we're smoking 3/4 of the gauge over all the other radio programs that are out there, and we're honored by that, by the way. And the second hour, we're under a guy that's been on GCN for 13 years, and we can see that our listenership is growing in the second hour to the point where we're beginning to bump him. Not disrespectfully, friends, but it just shows us that we are working here at the Sons of Liberty because we want to keep it on hot topics. We want it to be relevant. We want to bring points forth that are going to get the people thinking in a way that they haven't thought before. And I'm not saying that these other guys haven't. A lot of these guys are great. They really are. But there's no reason that we're not rocking first place on this gauge, right?
Well, I think
but we are gaining.
It goes to show you that people really want to hear the truth, and they want to hear the truth, you know, as it should be, black and white, not watered down, you know, not, you know, the what's the word, politically correct way of saying things.
Circular reason, rhetorical, the same stuff, different
day. People want to hear the truth. They're sick and tired of the way things are, and they want to hear the truth. And what's so nice is we are bringing the truth from a biblical perspective. So many times people bring the truth from their conservative perspective, and we're bringing from the constitutional perspective along with the Christian biblical perspective,
yes,
which are one and the same. They go together.
One and the same, John.
So I think that just goes to show you that people are hungry to hear the truth,
yeah,
just like we found at our last event here this week.
I'm sorry about that, brother. I did not know we were up against a break that quick.
He made an excellent point, though.
Yes, he did. It was great. And it's true.
Yeah.
How many times have we seen that? But again, I stand corrected twice on this radio show today. I did not know that.
Uh-oh, it's humble.
That will never happen again. But you know what? We can do this together, and it shows you
why we need each other.
Hey, there you go.
You can't look at the arm and say, well, you know, the arm, you're less effective than the ears, and the ear less effective than your little...
Infective?
Effective.
Oh, effective.
Effective, I should say. Actually, effective.
I thought there was some sort of infection going on.
No, effective. But listen, we have all the same parts of the body. Well, not all the same parts, but... We're all a part of the body. Christ is the head. We all have our different functions. One's not more important than the other, but together, if we function together, we're going to operate as a well-oiled machine with Christ as our head. And that's what we need each other to be able to say, hey, let's look at this angle. What about this perspective?
Hey, Chase.
And then we can have a well-rounded view of things.
Hey, man, really quick, got a question for you. How many times do you talk to professed Christians on a daily basis where they just let stuff slip? Out of the abundance of their heart, their mouth really speaks.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, their Christian cover isn't exactly Christ-like, is it?
You let people talk long enough, something's going to fly out.
It makes me feel very uncomfortable with that kind of thing happening.
It doesn't. The only reason it makes me feel uncomfortable is like, hey, bro, that ain't flying in my atmosphere, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting that we hear this. Well, go ahead. Were you going to finish up?
Well, just in the calls and not to...
We're speaking of Hollywood, so that's a great topic.
Not to be better than anybody else, but you know what I mean. When we're talking with people all across the country.
Wait. Hang on a second. If I'm in sports, everybody talks about the guy in a good way that is better than everybody else because he's excelling to actually reap the rewards of winning first place, right?
It shows you what you're searching for.
Right.
It shows you what you're seeking.
Right, but do you notice how in Christianity you got to be careful with when you say that? I mean, it was like David, he said, perfect that which concerneth me, Lord.
Yeah.
And the Bible says that the Lord looked to and fro for those whose hearts are perfect towards him, that he would show himself strong on their behalf. But if you say that, listen, I don't let that stuff fly out of my mouth. Isn't it interesting? Well, you know, not that I'm better than anybody else. It's not like I'm holier. No, wait a second. Really what it shows you, it's gratitude when you are better than other people because you're walking in the path of holiness, which is gratitude towards God and in Christ in all things.
And it shows you what you're feeding on.
Totally.
If the eyes are the window to the soul,
right.
Whatever you're letting into your windows, whether it's your eyes or your ears, you know, whether you're sitting in front of the TV watching, you know, their football games and the vileness that's on there, it's like, it's going to come out one way or another. You reap what you sow, and in the same way, what you sow into your heart is going to, you're going to reap it out of your conversation.
When I first got saved, that was the first thing that went. It was the mouth. I mean, my favorite word was the F word. Everything I said was the F word. And when I got saved, really saved, that just went. I didn't have a desire to talk that way. And it's interesting how many times, because we're talking about Hollywood, Jerry brought up a point about the F word, talking about Hollywood and the corruption of Hollywood, and you even were talking about the atheist. What he said, I don't give a F what they think.
Exactly, right.
So this is the guy that's producing a movie and directing a movie Christians?
Wow. You've heard it said what starts at the top goes to the bottom, obviously. So if you're looking at the filthiness of a director of a show, what kind of show do you think he's going to produce? If you look at the fruit of his lifestyle, he's a professed atheist, you know, I don't give a F about this or that. So why would we be going to watch a show that he would be directing and producing?
Yeah.
And just another point about that, not to be better than anybody else, I thought about this. You know, when you look at King David, and he went up against Goliath because he sincerely had an indignation against this man, saying, who are you to defile the armies of the living God? What did his brother say? We know your pride, David.
Yep.
Like, David was doing it for pride's sake. David was doing it because he was sincerely angry at this man was defiling the armies of the living God.
Well, that,
he was better than everybody else because he only followed the Lord.
Interesting Joab that called David prideful, but we know your pride.
Yep.
No, in other words, what he was saying is, listen, we don't obey God the way that you obey God.
Yeah.
So therefore, we got to slang some sort of name at you because we don't walk the walk that you walk in holiness, David.
Right.
So who are you? Who do you think you are to come here? And by the way, Saul and his army were on the side allowing Goliath to defy the armies of the living God. Oh, I've heard this before, too. I've heard this from within. We know your pride. You're a narcissist. You're this. You have no understanding whatsoever because without the element of holiness, God is not going to deliver up your enemies from before you. And by the way, my object of my faith is justification of faith is by keeping my eyes on Christ to be justified by faith by obeying the Christ that I see ever before my eyes.
Yeah, and it's interesting.
So what am I supposed to swear and do the things that you do? Because if I don't, then I'm prideful.
Yeah, then I'm on a
perspective. What, because I don't swear? And just like you were saying, what? You're sitting there having a conversation with the guy, and the first thing he does is drop something out of his mouth in a conversation, right? And then you correct him. Oh, what, do you think you're better than me? You know what? No, I see what the blood has done for me. Therefore, I'm not going to violate anything Christ died for. Why would I talk like that?
And it shows why nothing's getting done. I mean, how do you expect the Lord to bless something that's corrupt at its core?
Well, now you're making another point. Numbers 13 and 14, when Caleb and Joshua came back with the fruit that the Lord said they could take. You can have the land. Go take it. Go fight for it. I'll give you what you're willing to fight for. He brings the fruit back, and what do the children of Israel do? They pick up rocks and they want to stone them because it can be done.
Exactly. And another point I wanted to make about David is rather than, you know, his brother said, we know your pride, and then when he actually killed Goliath, and they were singing those songs, you know, Saul has killed his thousands, David has killed his tens of thousands.
Then Saul turns on him.
Rather than Saul being like, way to go, David, you are just out there doing what needs to be done. Then then all of a sudden he wants to turn and kill David. Why? Because David was outdoing Saul. So rather than saying, listen, you are really fighting the good fight of faith here.
And David went there to honor Saul's government.
Very much so.
Just like Martin Luther the Reformer went to honor
the Pope.
The Pope.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm telling you about these rogues who claim to serve you.
Wait a second. Hang on a second. Everybody sitting down? All right, we got Liz. She wants to say
Liz
something.
Oh, Liz is going to speak.
All right, come on.
I'm going to be bold.
Yes.
Can I take it to George Washington?
Yes.
When he was the general, he was so morally strict on his men. They could not swear. They could not do anything.
Yep.
He said that we can't win this war if we don't have God on our side.
And guess what?
They won because they did keep that moral standard.
That's right.
Exactly.
The Lord said that he would deliver up your enemies in holiness. And the Lord also said in the New Testament and in the Old Testament, be holy as I am holy. That was not a suggestion.
That's right.
Look
so
what my son
camp.
Did for you. How couldn't you walk in holiness? Go to the natural, the tomb of the unknown soldier. Look at the way they guard the tomb of the dead. Folks, we don't guard the tomb of the dead. We guard the tomb of the living. And we're called to be ambassadors. We're sent of him in power, a work of faith with power.
And Liz, that is a great point. Because if you think about George Washington, the strictness that he held his men to, the holiness, the accountability before God, look at the great victory that God wrought on the behalf of George Washington, because of the fact that he actually stood, and he was the son of the Republic, he was the one who's father of our country, and look at the victory that was wrought on the behalf of God.
Really quick, friends, I did not realize, we have 1 minute left here, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, to keep them unspotted from the world. But what precedes that? If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. If you go over to Ephesians 4, and it says in 4:29, it says, I let no corrupt communication proceed out of my mouth, but that which is good to edification, that it may bring forth grace to the hearers. That's what's missing, folks. If we're really born of the Spirit of God and we're overcoming because we overcome through grace, not succumb, we overcome through faith and we inherited all things. And once we're endued by the power of the Holy Ghost, guess what? We're going to act like our Father, our spiritual Father in every sense of the word. Folks, we have been talking about provisions of the code concerning Hollywood, the motion picture, production code, so on and so forth. We got about to half of what you couldn't do and what you could do. We thank you for the phone calls because every time you guys call in, you make the show and we appreciate it big time.
Exactly. And for those who want to support what we're doing here at the Sons of Liberty, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. As Liz mentioned, we were out there doing an event in Wisconsin. We had some people who are potentially signing up to become Sons and Daughters of Liberty, and what that is where you support us on a monthly basis, whatever you can afford, whatever the Lord lays on your heart to do. It's the foundation that we know we can catapult from. We can do this thing together. We all have our part in the body. It's all needful, it's all necessary, with Christ at the head. Or you can call us at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or you can get our product. Well, the product of the week this week, finally today, is the My Word document with the comic book. Plus, you can get 10 free testimony pocket booklets when you go ahead and get this for a $75 donation. Don't forget, you monthly sponsors receive 25% off your product of the week every week. We can't do this without you,
but we can
do this with you in Jesus' name. We're going forward to the Sons of Liberty. Looking forward to some great ministry events coming up here in the upcoming future, and we're going to be highlighting the Wisconsin event in our next newsletter next week.
I had a lot of fun today on the radio show. And folks, again, I just love when you guys call in that way because you guys make the show. It is about you. By the way, if you get off on something that we bring up, hey, you guys make it your show. That's what you did today. We got off on both hours.
I think rabbit trails are good.
It's
good because sometimes people just need to hear that word. They need to hear something specifically for themselves. So we let the Holy Ghost lead the way.
1 John 3:18, love you by what we do. Deeds, not words, said George Washington. And he all, and I did. We all got it from Jesus Christ, friends. We love you by what we do. Thank you guys down at GCN as well. And we will talk to you on Monday. See ya!
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. 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 And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.